All right, what up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Get Real, hosted Get by Real. Me, BM.
Me, Ashley.
And me, Peniel of B2B.
This is where we get real about the ups and downs of young adulthood, but yeah. From whose perspective?
Our perspective.
Today we're talking about school. What did it teach us?
Yeah.
Would we do it all over again? And what are some things we wish that we had learned? If there's anything you guys want to hear our take on, interact with us on our socials. Leave us a comment when our full episodes go up a couple days after the audio posting at youtube.com/divepods. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts so more people can know about our show and join in on the fun.
Yeah. Five star only.
Five stars only.
Good comments only.
Yo.
All right.
So school, man. I honestly miss school, I think. I miss it a lot.
I kind of miss it, like the socializing part, but not the studying part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I could study again.
Nah.
Me neither. I don't think I have the brain for it.
Yeah, I think I forgot how to study.
Me too.
So, is that possible? I don't know. Yeah.
I think it is, but…
I think if you ask anyone what they miss about school, it's just…
Like socializing. The fact,
yeah,
right?
Being around your friends and just playing and recess and all that.
Yeah, I don't miss waking up at like 5:30 every morning.
No.
I don't miss getting in trouble.
I didn't get in
too much trouble.
I miss learning.
I don't miss studying, but I miss learning.
Yeah, I miss learning. Yeah. I feel like because it's like we're not really going to school or anything. We don't have like a job that like makes us go like… I mean you do radio. But like for us, you know, we don't have one that's like every single day, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I feel like… Yeah, learning is definitely… for us. That was a sound effect of dropping. For people that are only listening. But yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You guys went to all of like elementary, middle and high school in the States, right?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I did like my first semester of junior year.
Uh-huh.
I did up to my first semester of junior year and then I came to Korea. And then senior year I did in Korea. And then I did like first semester of college in Korea. But then I just didn't have any time so I dropped out of college.
So you did go to college though?
For one semester. Oh. If that counts.
It counts.
I guess.
Because you always say I didn't go to college. But
yeah. Technically one semester.
I did three
not even a full year. It's like one semester.
How many months is that? Like 3 months?
Like four. Yeah, like four months.
Oh yeah. I remember you having that… the university jacket.
Yeah. I was a class of… I think I was 1일 학번. Because I went early.
Yeah.
So I think I was 1일 학번 at Hanyang University. And then I had like the varsity jacket and everything.
So you went to senior year of high school in Korea?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was…
Oh my gosh.
I technically I don't know. They just like let me get away with everything.
Because you were a trainee?
No. Because I was from America.
Oh.
So like yeah. In Korea they still wear uniforms. I know in like some places in America too they still wear uniforms too. But in Korea they wear uniforms. And then you're supposed to have your name tag like right here. But then like the word that I knew for name tag was 이름표. But then they call it like myeongchal or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So then I remember like first day of school, I'm like, all right. And I'm just like walking and like there's like a teacher usually in the front like checking like if everyone's like following the rules with like hair length, like skirt length, like like pants tightness, like all that stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And then all of a sudden the guy was like, 명찰 어디 있어? It's like, where's your name tag? But I didn't know the word for name tag. And I was just like, what? And like, where's your name tag? And I was like, what is that? Like, your name tag. I was like, what's that? I was like,
what?
I was like, 명찰이 뭐예요? And they're like, 너 이름. And I was like, 아 이름표야. And I like, I had it in my pocket. But like,
here you go.
Yeah. But like, because the company like bought it for me, like I'm supposed to return it. And then they're just going to like reuse that like school uniform.
You couldn't sew it on.
So I didn't sew it on. So I was like, oh, here. And then they're like, why didn't you sew it on? And I was like, huh? And they're like, oh wait, are you the kid from America? And I was like, oh yeah. And they're like, ah, just go then.
Oh.
I was like, oh, okay.
Really?
Got the Gyopo pass.
Yeah. And then like, you're not supposed to wear earrings. But I didn't know that either. I wore earrings to school. And they're like, is it okay for a student's ears to be this shiny? And like, I didn't know what he meant. I was like, huh? And like, oh, are you the kid from America? I was like, yeah. And they're like, ah, just
get
go.
Out of here.
I'm like, okay.
Wow. Yeah. So you had an easy senior year.
Yeah. No, and then… No, like first semester, I like went like normally, right? And starting second semester… they were pretty much taking like the Korean version of like SATs, ACTs or whatever. The mm-hmm. Sunung. But I wasn't taking that. I was taking a test called the TOEFL.
Oh.
To get… It's like an English like yeah. written and like whatever exam to get into college. So I took that already. But then second semester, like the teachers were like… They have to study for their like SATs. Whatever, the standardized…
Test.
Tests or uh-huh. whatever exam. So like go to the library. And I was like, what? Oh yeah, just stay in the library for like 7 or 8 periods and I just went home. And I was
seven
like, what is this?
Periods?
I was like, why am I going to school?
Oh my gosh.
But it was yeah. It was fun.
I loved junior high school and high school, but I hated college.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Why'd you hate college?
I don't know, because I guess I didn't know what I wanted to do. Like, you know, I knew that I just enjoyed like dancing, singing and like
right.
theater and stuff, but I didn't see a point in going to school for me at that point. And there were a lot of complications with, you know, like going to college too, because I couldn't go to the college that I wanted. Like I couldn't get student loans. My parents couldn't pay for it. So I just ended up going to a city university in Manhattan. Like, so first, like I didn't like the commute back and forth every single day.
Yeah.
I really wanted the college experience, going away, like living in the dorm. But I couldn't do that because I couldn't afford it.
Right.
I just kind of went to school. But it felt like an extension of high school for me, but less social because like it's just all the classes are different. I don't know anybody in class. And
Wait, isn't it like that in high school too though? Like everyone's different in each class.
Not my high school.
Oh, really?
I mean like… But then… I don't know. We had more interactions in high school.
The thing with high school is like… you're kind of almost forced to kind of interact with your friends. And like you're around them all the time. But like city college… I almost went to city college. But I got accepted somewhere else. But even like where I did get accepted… I went to Cal Poly. But the first couple months…
Yeah.
You don't really like interact with other people.
It's you like, don't like socialize?
Yeah. You just go to like… learn and do your stuff and come back out unless you get affiliated in some type of organization.
Yeah.
Really?
And a lot of people just do part-time. Like they're taking classes part-time too. And there are people of all ages. Like you know, older people and young people too.
Right,
so it's like you just take the class and leave.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
Yeah, I hated
that's
that.
Harder, I guess.
The only classes I liked in college was like theater class and dance class. I hated everything else. I hated like weather and climate. I failed it. And then once
weather and climate?
Yeah.
What do you even learn?
It was for science. And then once I figured out that I was coming to Korea, which was in the second year, like second semester, second year, I was like… I still had like a month left. I was like… I just stopped going and I was like, okay, bye. Like I'm going to Korea anyway. So…
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. For me, I can't relate because I didn't go to college in America.
Mm-hmm.
But… Oh yeah. There is one difference with like Korean and American high school.
Yeah.
You know how America like the teachers stay in the room and then like you rotate,
yes.
right? But for Korea, the teachers… teachers come to your room.
Oh really?
Yeah. So you just stay in the classroom.
So for all like 7 or 8 periods, you study with the same people.
That's convenient but boring kind of.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was so confused when I first went. I was like first period, I was like, wait, like I don't have like a… Like it doesn't tell me my next room or like whatever.
True.
And like the bell rings, like no one's leaving or anything. Everyone's just staying there. I'm like…
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to do what these kids are doing. I'm just going to sit here too. I was like, what?
Act natural. Just
No one explained
like, just blend
it to
in,
you?
Blend in.
No one explained to you that you just have to stay in the classroom?
I mean, I'm sure they thought I knew.
Oh.
And then I just thought it would be like American high school. So I like went and I was just like… All right, first period. Like they like the homeroom teacher, right? He was like… Yeah, like you study here. Like, well, I was like, okay. I was like, all right, so first period's here. And I was like, wait, I don't have what do you call that?
Like the
period two, like room, whatever.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Yeah, like a class schedule. So I was like, where do I go?
Dang, like I wish bell. I had that. It was a you struggle. No, we had to go from class to class. Right, we had like 4 minutes and it was a struggle because
passing period.
My school was huge and like if I had gym next and I was on like floor four and I had to go all the way down, I would have to like run and we would have…
You had 4 floors?
Yeah. Our school had like 5,000 people.
Oh, so did mine.
Oh, wow.
Like 4.
And we had like a street in school called 42nd Street because it was just jam-packed and crowded. And we literally were like this close to each other when we were moving during class.
Wow.
And but it was cool because they played music for the four minutes, uh-huh, like every single period. So people would just be like dancing in the hallways. And sometimes they play K-pop and that's when I was like, yeah.
Damn, they play K-pop at your school?
Oh,
yeah,
really?
When like Wonder Girls and like Big Bang was starting to get big.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so… They played that during the 4 minutes.
Your school caught on quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even know about K-pop until like college.
Yeah.
Until I took my auditions. I was like completely unaware. I don't know. I think something a school… Dang. I had like the most typical suburb high school life that you kind of see on TV. Like you had the jocks. You had like, you know, the football jocks.
Mm-hmm.
The skaters. The
cliques?
I was tight with everybody.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
I was tight with everybody. Like, I was tight with the jocks because everyone kind of like partied together. Yeah, I was tight with everybody. But like, I had these three guys in high school that I was like super, super close with. I just like reconnected with them recently. But
oh, nice.
Yeah, me and them, we got a lot of crazy memories.
Were you part of any like cliques?
In junior high school, I kind of was. I was hanging out with like all the Korean gangsters. I just hung out with them, but I never did like the scary stuff with them too. Like,
it's usually the guys
stuff, but
that
the shady
do the
stuff. Yeah, I just hung out with them, and but I was pretty good at just like
blending in.
Yeah, and then in high school, I didn't belong anywhere. I was just like a wallflower. Like, I didn't have close friends in high school. Well, I did, but they were a year younger than me, so I couldn't really see them often.
I thought you were about to cry. No. I was like,
I had no friends to you.
Yeah, I thought you were about to cry. I was like, you okay?
And it was just awkward because I wasn't smart, but I studied hard and I tried hard in school. But then I wasn't like smart enough to fit in with like, you know, the smart kids. But I wasn't like outgoing enough to hang out with like the popular kids. I was just like in the middle and I didn't really have like a clique that I belonged to. I just had like a few close friends. And my high school life was pretty boring. Yeah. I was really shy then too. So I didn't like sticking out.
Yeah.
I was just very quiet.
Well, I mean, I was just like… I wasn't really like a social butterfly. But I was kind of like… I was tight with everyone's… Oh, I was on the dance team too.
Mm.
Yeah.
No. From what I heard… Because of Matthew, like… Dance at their school got popular.
Yeah. So
then like it wasn't like cool or anything. But then after Matthew, I heard like people were like, oh shoot, like it's pretty cool.
Oh,
I guess
you.
So.
Put dancing on the map for your school. That's what I heard.
After the first rally where we performed, people looked at me like completely different. Like I was like that dancer guy, you know.
Ooh.
And we had no Asians at our school either. So everyone
represent.
Was just like, oh snap.
Is that when the Jabberwockies were like popping off too? So they're like, oh,
Asians
can dance.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it's the dancing Asian. Hey, what's up? I'm like, yo,
I got
me.
A bunch of questions like that. After Jabberwockies blew off, they're like, hey. Can you dance too? I was like, no.
You know how to do the wave, bro. You know how to do the wave, bro.
I don't know. Stop asking me.
We had so many Asians in my school. So many. I mean, it was New York and it was Queens. So
true.
Did you guys ever get bullied in school?
I wasn't bullied, but like there were a lot of ignorant people that like genuinely didn't know. Like I got a lot of questions like, hey, like are you Asian?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah. I'd be like, oh, like what kind of Asian are you?
Mm.
And I'd be like, I'm Korean. And they're like, that's not Asian.
What?
I'm like,
you're not Japanese.
I'm like,
you're not Chinese.
I was like, what? I was like, hold on. What's Asia? Like, what's an Asian country? And they're like, China and Japan. And I'm like,
oh,
my God. I'm like, Korea's part of Asia too. I'm like, you know, like there's a lot of Asian countries, right? There's like a bunch. And they're like… Oh really? And like they just like genuinely didn't know.
Yeah. Back so then it was either
China
or Japan.
Like, yeah, it wasn't I wouldn't say they were racist. I would just say they're like ignorant.
Mm. Yeah.
It was like indirectly racist.
I just got bullied when I first moved to New York when I was in fourth grade and I had to start school. My teacher then was really lazy. I guess she was annoyed of me not speaking English and having to teach me separately. So every day when class started, she would just call on me and be like, Ashley, go to the back of the room and just play computer while everyone else learned. And she purposely sat me between the only two Korean kids in the class. So it was a Korean boy and a Korean girl, and I was sitting in between them. Uh-huh. But they hated me too. They were annoyed of me. Like, they don't want to teach me. So whenever the teacher said, oh, Ashley, just go play computer games, they literally went, yes, like out loud, like next to me to make me feel bad. And I was just like, I was so sad. But I just went to the back and played games every day for like hours until I moved. And then I changed schools. And then that's when I met the best teacher ever, named Miss Farrell. And she was so passionate about teaching me English. And thanks to her, I was able to graduate ESL in like 6 months. Damn. But yeah, if it wasn't for her, then I feel like…
Wait, that other teacher though…
Shout her out too.
I don't even remember what she looks like. But Miss Farrell, I remember her clearly. She was a huge Mets fan. Oh, was it Yankees? I don't know. But she was really big on baseball.
If it's New York… Wait.
They're both…
Oh, are they both?
Yeah, they're both.
Oh shoot,
here.
I don't know that. Yeah.
Shout outs to Miss Farrell.
Do you remember the boy and the girl's name too?
Hell no.
I was going to say shout them out too one time.
I don't remember their
names. Hope you guys are nowhere now.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's not what a teacher should be like. You should get a teacher card revoked.
Wait, so what kind of students were you? I mean, you were like the social one, the popular kid.
I wasn't really… I don't want to say popular. I was just chill with everyone. Like, if I think back to who was popular, we had the popular kids. Like, the dudes who like all the girls were up on and like, you know, who was loved by everybody.
Yeah.
I was more just tight with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about you guys? What type of students were you guys?
I mean, for me, I was just like, I just had like a few friends that I was close with. I wasn't really in like a clique or anything either. I was just kind of I was super quiet at school. I was just like, oh, the Asian kid. And that was, I wasn't super popular. I wasn't like a nobody. I was just kind of there.
Yeah. I feel like my personality at school and outside of school were totally different.
Yeah, me too, me too.
All my close friends were outside of school. Like, all my close friends were like church friends or like people I met through like dance schools or whatever. So I barely hung out with the people at school, and I was just really quiet. I was like a goody two shoes. I would go to all my classes. I never cut class till my senior year. I had like perfect attendance, and I just, as soon as I ended school, I went to another after school like tutoring or like dance class. So it was just like, I just kept myself busy. But yeah, I was like a nobody.
Goody two shoes.
No, for me, there was one point where I was super quiet at school, right? But then like my friends like outside of school, like I'm pretty loud. And then there's this one mall that like it's just like…
I was just thinking mall right now. Like hitting on girls and stuff at the mall.
Hitting on girls at the mall.
Yeah. And then like there's this one mall. It's called Woodfield Mall. I think it might have changed the name now. I think it's like Macy's or something. I don't know. But there's this one mall like in our suburb area that like everyone kind of went to. And I remember I was just like being loud, and then one of the girls from our school, they were like, Peniel? And I was like, oh shoot. I was like, this is kind of awkward. Like, I've never talked to you in school. I was like, oh hi. They're like, I don't think I've ever heard you this loud before. I was just like, yeah,
well, it's me.
Like, bye, this is awkward.
Awkward.
Damn, I remember going to the mall and like, you know how like if it's in a different city, people from other schools and other high schools, they go to that mall too.
Yeah.
So like rumors would go out like, hey, like, damn, you know, the girls from, you know, the city over, them high school girls are bomb.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it? Oh, end the story.
Yeah, just, I mean, that just reminded me. Like, I don't know why. Right before you said mall, I was just thinking. I remember going to the mall and like checking out girls and all that.
But that's like where everyone hung out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was back in the days.
Like the malls, yeah. Even if you had like a girlfriend or something, it's like, you want to go on a date? It's like, yeah, sure. It's like, all right, meet you at the mall.
Yeah, it's always the mall.
It's like, what do you want to do? I don't know. What is there to do? All right, let's go to the mall.
Get ice cream or like lemonade at the food court and just chill.
Yeah, like watch movies.
Yeah.
Ours had like… So there's like Woodfield Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this thing called like Streets of Woodfield. Like right across the street. And it's kind of like an outdoor like whatever. And then they had a place called Gameworks. I don't know if…
Oh yeah, we had Gameworks. Yeah, Gameworks was lit.
They had like Gameworks.
Is that like arcade?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like a bunch of arcades. So, like they had Gameworks across the street too. So like that was the place to be too. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't remember anything I learned in school. I barely do.
Me neither.
I feel like nowadays stuff I learned is starting to go into like conversation now. Like
what?
Psychology. I was like super into psychology.
Oh, I like psychology.
You learned psychology in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah. AP, what? Son.
AP psych. Oh.
AP.
Oh, I never made it past junior year in America,
got a
so.
B.
Woo. What? I thought it was AP classes are out of 1, 2, 3, 4, no?
It is. All I got a B, so it's technically an A.
What?
Oh, really?
Because it's AP.
Oh, true.
So it's like, yeah. Mm. I think that's how it was with like honors classes too, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's what it is.
It like kind of goes up on, honors. Right? Yeah.
Oh, but like the other stuff, I don't know. I didn't…
Like geometry. Mm. I don't think I've ever used geometry.
Me neither.
Or trigonometry.
And like science stuff.
I might have never used trigonometry. I might have never even learned trigonometry. I don't know.
I wish schools prepared
math,
us…
Math I gave up after algebra 2.
Why? Math was so fun. It was fun. But I wish school…
Like science stuff too. Like
I hate it.
I don't look at the clouds and I'm like, that's I don't even remember the cloud name.
That's a nimbus.
Nimbus.
Yeah, like a nimbus cloud. Like… Nimbus cloud. It must rain. Or I don't even know what the rain clouds are. But
I wish schools prepared us for the real world. But I don't think
taxes.
Yeah, I didn't learn any of that.
Yeah, they need to teach you about that in school. Taxes. Yeah.
I always got jealous watching like Zoe 101. Did you guys ever watch Zoe 101?
What?
The one where it's like in space.
What?
Where'd
you get?
Xenon. Girl of the 21st century
is the show with Jamie Lynn Spears.
Though, right?
I don't know if it was Disney or Nickelodeon. I don't know. Oh, Nickelodeon.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
Yeah,
everything wrong.
But it was, they basically went to a boarding school, and I always wanted to go to school like that because there they actually learned like useful stuff, like taking care of babies and like cooking.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I always wanted to go to a school like that because the normal schools we go to, they just prepare you for a standardized test, right? So you just learn, you memorize, and then you forget and you don't remember anything. What's the point of taking all these AP classes if you're not going to remember anything? I mean, if that's directed for your, like, if that is helpful for your career, then I understand.
Yeah,
most of the times, who's going to become a mathematician? Like, how many percent?
Yeah.
You know?
So when it comes to that stuff, I kind of think like all that was kind of just a test of diligence. Like, how diligent are you going to be in your studies? And like, I guess, how is that going to apply to your… I don't know. To like your later in life, like… How fast are you going to give up, I guess?
Mm.
That's just kind of like the way I try to look at it.
Yeah.
But the system itself, I feel like you said, they don't really teach you a lot of useful stuff that you feel like you need to use. I feel like all the useful stuff you learn when you need it, you hear it from word of mouth from people.
Mm-hmm. Or like…
It's like, hey, how do you handle taxes?
Like,
yeah.
Yo, how do I pay my bills?
I learned from YouTube.
Or that. I don't know, but… Yeah, if it was a test of diligence, I definitely failed. Because I did not study.
Yeah, I only studied what I wanted to study too.
I was such a procrastinator.
Mm.
Same.
Like I would do my homework. My homework I like finished like ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
But like tests, like I wouldn't study for it, and then just like the day before, I would just like try to cram everything into my brain.
Mm.
Yeah, I sucked at tests.
I was really weak with tests.
I was watching videos and like Finland, I think, has like the number one education system or something. They were like down there, but then they fixed their system so they're like number one or like at the top.
Uh-huh.
And they don't give homeworks. Like
what?
Yeah. The maximum homework they do is like 10 minutes a day. And
what?
When you're younger, when you go to school, you only go to school like 3-4 hours a day because they want you to actually be kids, like play outside, to spend time with your family.
Dang.
And they value that, and they don't even have standardized tests, and all schools are equal. You know how like some schools, like the smart kids go there because you have to take a test to get in.
Mm-hmm.
But Finland, there's no such thing. Like all the schools are equal. So the rich kids go to the school with not rich kids, and smart kids go to school with less smarter
kids.
There's
equity.
So, yeah, so it's
equity. Equity.
Equity. Is that the right word?
I don't know.
Isn't
I
that
have no
like
idea.
Equality.
Yeah, equality. Oh, okay. There's equality. Equity is like when it's equity. Fair, right?
I don't know.
Dude, right. I need to raise my kids in Finland, bro.
Yeah, right. Dude.
I'm gonna give you the life I never had.
And like, think about
only
like
3-4 hours of school. How does that sound?
Yeah, and they're one of the happiest countries, you know?
Really?
I think about how harder it must be in Korea then. Like, because Korean tests are crazy. And Korean school systems are even crazier than in the States.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
No, I was getting A's in math in America, right?
Oh.
So, like, I came to Korea and, like… Obviously, I don't know any of like the Google swap, like the Korean class or like Korean language class and like all that stuff. Obviously, I can't follow. But I was like, I think I can at least follow in math and
English.
And English, right? Oh my gosh, math came along and I looked at. I was like, what am I looking at?
Right?
I was like, what is this? I was like, that sign exists? I was like, what is that?
This is a number? What the?
What? I was like, hold on. What math am I learning right now?
Yeah.
I was like, aliens do exist. I was like, that's the alien language, right? I was like, oh my. I was so like, yep.
They're on
can't
another
follow
level.
Along math here.
Mm-mm.
And they don't use calculators. They like barely use calculators.
What?
Yeah,
we
you
always
guys
had
ever
the
seen…
TI-83s and
84s. Yeah, bro. Those were like a necessity. You ever see like those videos? There's like idols who like do math in their head faster than a calculator. They'll be like, what's 453 times 637? They'd be like… And they would just like get it. Like on the spot. I'd be like, how… They would like do something with their fingers and like boom.
Yeah, they're like thinking. They're like…
Yeah.
I'm like… Can I get a calculator?
Remember for Whiting episode, we had a math…
The Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah.
Like negative b plus or minus the square root of 4ac.
See, I remember
over,
to that point.
I don't remember.
PEMDAS.
PEMDAS. Right? Parentheses. Exponents.
Multiplication.
Division.
Addition,
subtraction.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know how to file my taxes, but at least I know the PEMDAS. Like,
yeah. Like, how
so
are you
going
to file your taxes? With PEMDAS, right? That's how I calculate it.
Yeah.
We got some people on Discord who sent us messages asking for advice related to school.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and read it. Hey guys, I love the podcast. Just need some advice. I'm currently in high school. I'm meeting with my career counselor soon. So I'm trying to grasp my sense of identity to figure out what I want to pursue. How did you come to find your identity and how did you figure out what you wanted to do? Thanks so much, guys.
Like
user dry_1102.
This is what I wish like schools helped us to do.
Right?
Like find our identity.
But didn't you guys like take the tests where it's like… I think we did in middle school. Like you keep taking these tests. And it's like, do you like whatever, whatever? And it's like, you like take these tests and it like
to
prints
help
out like…
You
yeah. Oh, is it aptitude test? Yeah. And then it prints out like a list of things that like you might be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and like it like lists a few jobs and stuff.
Nah, we didn't have that.
You guys never did that? Really?
No.
If we did, I probably wasn't paying attention. But
well, I mean, our school did that. Yeah, I think that was in middle school when we did that. It's like, we did that stuff. But it's like… I don't know.
I didn't even have a career counselor.
Yeah, I know. What?
Yeah, I'm not sure what a career counselor is.
I guess they just try to…
We had a school counselor.
Direct you. And
yeah, whoever your career counselor is, they need to do their job better. How do you… You know… Oh, I mean, honestly, when in high school… It's kind of… I feel like the people who know what they want to do in high school… It's a very small percentage.
Yeah, it's like 1%, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe not even 1%.
And they… Generally, usually don't end up doing what they want to do too. I mean, a lot of people don't. So I feel like right now in high school, enjoy what you want to do. Don't feel too pressured because like…
Yeah, for sure.
I debuted when I was 25. And that's 3 years… That's 3 years after the average age where you come out of college. I had no idea what I wanted to do. Like, you know, and when I was in high school, in college, and then, you know, I found my career at 25. So, you have a lot of time. Don't even worry about that.
Yeah.
But as far as like… how to find it… I feel like if you want to be happy and like do what you want to do… look for the stuff that, like I just said, makes you happy. And
yeah.
What you want to do.
For sure. Don't care too much about like what other people think. If you're trying to find your identity. Because if you care about what other people think… I feel like that's just going to rub off on you. And then pretty much you're just going to be doing… whatever you're doing to kind of please other people.
Yep.
So yes, just don't care about that stuff. If you're trying to find your own identity…
Yeah, do you.
Just yeah, do you. Do you. You do you.
Yeah, and don't feel bad about not exactly knowing what you're going to do. Because you're still so young. Like high school…
I came to Korea as a trainee, not even like I didn't even, I wasn't like, oh, I want to be an idol. I just kind of gave it a go. So I say just try a lot of things out.
Yeah.
Don't restrict yourself. Don't be too scared to try something new out. Just go out there, explore, adventure. And I'm sure you'll find something because I didn't know I wanted to be on stage and stuff too. Like I never even thought of that. It's like most people that live in the suburbs, they're not like, I'm gonna become an artist, you know?
Mm-hmm. No.
I feel like that's more like a city thing, I feel like, kind of.
Yeah.
But yeah, I grew up in the suburbs. I never thought I would ever be up on stage and stuff, but I just followed my friend to an audition. They told me to come to Korea. I was like, all right. And then the first time I was on stage was for a showcase. It was like before our debut. And then after that, I was like, yo, this is fun. I was like, I like being on stage. And then it's like, yeah, like I wasn't like up till before I was on the stage, I didn't know that I wanted to be on stage. So just try a bunch of things out. Don't be scared.
All right. So we have a message that also that…
Oh, this one I think you could help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a message that says, I want to be a radio personality. It was something I've wanted to do since I was 12.
Year 12.
Oh, year 12.
So I think high school, right?
2012?
Mm-hmm. No, like 12th grade.
12th grade. Oh, 12th grade. Oh, okay.
I think, right?
Yeah. And, okay. And she says, and now I have entered a university degree to pursue this dream of mine. I have trouble openly telling people because I'm honestly kind of embarrassed. And what if it doesn't work out? And so my family members have kind of discouraged me. I was also scared to tell my high school career counselor… Because I know that telling… Oh yeah, I was also scared to tell my high school career counselor. I know that telling people is a great way to network and bring possible future opportunities. Did you guys have this issue with self-confidence and telling people what you wanted to do and seriously pursuing it? And how did you overcome this fear?
From Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, some pros and cons of being a radio personality.
Yeah, I feel like you would have a lot to say about this.
Ashley?
Radio personality, I mean, being a radio DJ, it's got a lot of pros than cons, I think. You get to communicate with people every single day. I don't know, it really depends on the radio show, but you get to speak your mind and just talk about whatever you want.
Right.
It's just a little hard if it's live every single day because there is a commitment, but that's not bad enough to like outweigh the pros. But yeah, I totally get what she is saying when she says she's kind of scared to tell other people because of it not working out. Because I'm someone that's kind of afraid of failure too. And I get scared to start something because I don't know what the outcome is going to be.
Right.
And yeah, I find myself scared to tell people of what I want to do or about my goals and dreams because like, what if it doesn't work out? But I think with radio, it's something that I wanted to do also ever since I debuted. And, you know, I was… in the industry, English radio was something that I wanted to do. And I kept telling my managers, I kept telling people around, whenever I had interviews, I said like I wanted to do an English radio. And I feel like that's how the word got around and somehow they like casted me. So I know it must be scary, but since it is something that you definitely know you want to do since you're 12, I feel like…
Go for it.
Yeah. Don't hold back. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Radio, doing radio is pretty cool. Like, I don't know why you'd be embarrassed to say you want to be a radio personality. You know, it's like you could get a bunch of guests and everything too. It's like, I don't know what kind of radio you want to do specifically, but it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's like every single job has a certain like role in society, I think. So there's no job that's like not important, I think.
Yeah. Especially now too. I feel like radio and like podcasts is like on the come up too. So
Yeah. So like you said, they know that telling people can open opportunities. So I think you should go around saying that. And then who knows, like maybe one of your friends knows someone. They're like, oh, yo, like you want to… Like I know this person that works at this like radio station or whatever. Like you want to interview, like blah, blah, blah. Your career counselor might know too. Who knows? So I think, yeah, like just go around. Like Ashley, you know, just keep saying it. And you know, maybe someone will pick it up. And who knows? Who knows? Mm.
And like I think I confide in my friends a lot because they are really supportive when it comes to this. And they gave me that extra push to go for whatever I want. Because when I'm scared, I'm like, I want to do this, but I don't know if I can. Like, I feel like I won't be good enough. You know, my friends are always like, no, just do it. Like, you can do it. So I feel like confiding in your friends and maybe talking to them about it will kind of help too. Because if they are really your true friends, then they will support you and, you know.
True that.
Yeah, and I mean, if your friends say like don't do it, then they probably have a good reason too.
True.
If they're saying like, if like all of them are saying like, oh, I don't think you should do it. But I mean, I feel like by like kind of not saying you want to do it and not like setting that goal, it's that much easier to give it up too, though. I feel like
so. That's
true. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, just say it, set it as your goal, and you know. You could fail the first time or whatever. There's a popular saying, right? It's like, it's not actual failure unless you give up. Before that, until you give up, it's just a learning step.
Yep.
So, I say go for it. Radio is great. Radio
is fun. You just gotta go for it.
Yeah. You've already taken like… You're already more than halfway there if you picture yourself doing it. And it seems like you picture yourself doing it and you really want it. Especially if you've been doing it, if you've been like picturing it since you're 12.
Yeah,
so.
And they went to university to pursue the dream.
Yeah,
too,
you have so. you got this on lock, Liz. Come on, Liz.
Good luck, Liz. Nike,
just do it.
Take it. Take that chance and go kill that radio. Yeah. All right, you're already there. You're already there in our.
All right. I don't even know why you sent this post in.
Yeah. You silly goose, you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, man, I'm going to go ahead and start wrapping up today's topic on school. We talked a lot about our teachers, our backgrounds. I think you can kind of have learned about us three and how we kind of handled school back in the day. And hopefully if there was a little bit of advice that you took from it, that would be dope too. Yeah, man, school is nothing, bro. Just breeze through it. Have fun with it. And… Yeah, man. Be happy.
Be happy, yeah.
I don't feel like you need school to pursue certain things. I mean, like, I'm not discouraging school because education is important. But if there's something that you really want to pursue and it doesn't require school, I feel like you don't have to take out student loans to go to college.
Yeah,
you don't have to invest time.
That's me. Like, college, I went to first semester and then I took a leave of absence for, like… Like two, three semesters. And then they were pretty much like, yeah, like if you want to stay in school, like you pretty much have to just keep getting Fs and just repeating the first year. And then, but I would have to keep paying my tuition fee though.
Yeah.
So I was like,
wow, they try to set you up.
Mm-hmm.
No, like they were like, the school is pretty much like, yeah, you could do leave of absence or you could like quit school or like if you want to stay in the school, you have to do it like this. So, and I was like, oh, all right. And like, for me, like, I was born in America, so I don't have to go to the army, so I didn't have anything with that either. So, and I was, like, before I got into college, I was still a trainee. Like, while I was a trainee, I got into college, and then they were like, you're going to debut, so I took the leave of absence. But then, like, I was already, like, I already debuted. Do I really need school right now? School has nothing to do with my career anyways. It was… international politics or something like that. Because that was the only class they taught in English. That was the only major that taught in English. So I was like, all right. So I was like, I don't think I really need it right now. So I just dropped out.
True.
So, but there are some, I mean, if it's like a college for school, then yo, go for it. It's probably going to help you learn a bunch of other stuff too.
Oh yeah.
And if you, you know, if you don't have to like struggle to do it, I say like, it's not going to be negative in any way. But I don't think like you absolutely like need it. But education is important.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have your dream and unlock in your head, go for it. If you don't, that's no problem. If you're in junior high school or college, wherever, and you're the type to feel a lot of pressure, don't be too pressured. Just breeze through it. It's all good.
Yeah,
man. That being said, we're going to wrap up today's show. IG and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Full episodes on youtube.com/divepods. Mm-hmm. Once again, subscribe and review the podcast with 5 stars.
5 stars.
And thank you for listening again today, guys.
Thank you.
Right. Goodbye.
Peace.
See you.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.